This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. First of all, before we get into anything, I want to know how much the dark side has control of people, to where I was just looking at Facebook, the post on Facebook, and this woman with the blonde wig and dressed like the character of from Frozen, Elsa. And it's so sad how many people are worshiping a nobody with a wig on, claiming to be Elsa. Are you guys that fucking blind? Are you serious? Does the dark side have that much hold on people to where some people, not everybody, but the handful of people, 15 comments I've seen, worshiping Elsa as a queen? It is so pathetic to see grown adults worshiping a cartoon character. Are you guys kidding me? This is the world that we live in today? This is what the world has become? The dark side completely took over because there are more sheep than we realized in this universe? Are you guys serious? Human beings are the number one monsters that's going to take down this world. That's going to burn it to the ground. And then they're going to blame everybody else, including the higher up, that it's their fault. No. Let me stop you right there. Human beings are the number one most evil beings on earth. And the ones that are going to take this world down and burn it down to ashes if this bullshit continues. Stop being blind and stop being controlled by the dark side. This stupid pandemic, this stupid bullshit scare. Yeah, you know what? Viruses, flus, all this bullshit goes on. Stay home if you have to. Keep yourself safe. But don't fuck with the numbers. Don't try to go on fake media and the news and all this shit and give all these fake numbers. Enough is enough. Everybody is going crazy over this pandemic that could have easily been controlled 2 fucking months ago. Even in the beginning of it. How did the other fucking viruses get controlled? Enough is enough. People need to wake the fuck up and stop being under the control of the dark side. That's what this is. It is the new world order that all these governments around the world are trying to come up with, which is the agenda of the dark side, the devil himself, is to destroy humanity. I have so many cases until today, and it keeps going on, where people are contacting me about demonic attachments, these black magic curses and spells on them. It is all real. People are under the control of the dark side, and when is it time for everybody to break free? So everybody in the entire universe can actually live without fear and without panic, without the darkness, without all this bullshit, without intimidation, without threats from the government, from everybody. Enough. We all need to wake the fuck up. I mean, I know I'm awake. Everyone else needs to be awake now. It is time to stop the dark side. We all know that the world was destroyed by a flood. This time it's going to be destroyed by fire. Can you repair anything that's destroyed by fire that turns into ashes? No. So think about it. Enough is enough with all these sheep in this world that are being blinded and controlled by the dark side. When you see somebody that is possessed, they need to get professional help. When you see somebody that is under the control of some idiots out there that are Satan worshipers, something needs to be done in order to protect that person and their soul. When somebody has a demonic attachment, it is the demon's duty to take that person down and take their soul. Whether they, it doesn't matter if they do it themselves or if they wait until it's time for that person to cross over, and then they wait, and then once they cross over, they take him and drag him down to hell. It doesn't matter. They're still going to do it. When are you going to get the help that you need? Enough is enough with the dark side controlling people. They are taking down humanity. They are turning people against each other. Whether it's race, religion, beliefs, it doesn't matter. They're taking everybody down. Where does humanity come in? Doesn't humanity mean what race you are, what your religious beliefs are, what your sexual beliefs are? It doesn't matter. Humanity is humanity. If you don't want to hurt anybody else, if you have a good heart, if you have a good mind of helping others or even not hurting anybody, then you shouldn't have to worry about it. But guess what? More and more people around this world are falling into the hands of the dark side, where they want to be vindictive. They want to be evil. They want to cast spells on people. They want to open up portals and conjure up demons against people. When is this going to stop? That's what I want to know. Every single day, there's something new going on in this world. Whether it's the coronavirus, or whether it's the killer wasps, or whatever the fuck you want, hornets, or whatever you want to call them, that are, you know, in our country now, it's always going to be something. But if you're going to continue to be sheep and follow the guidelines of the government and your the authorities and the cops and all this bullshit, then you might as well just, you know, give up your rights completely and continue to be sheep. I'm serious. Enough is enough. I get so sick and tired of people calling me and crying me a fucking river. And then when I find out what they've done, I'm like, why are you contacting me when you're as evil as this other person or somebody else that you're claiming to be? Because you're doing the same shit and it's no different. I can tell the difference between good and bad, dark and evil, obviously, because of who I am. And I do turn down certain people that contact me and refuse my services because I know that they're not going to change. But there is hope for a lot of people out there to change. Change their ways, change their living, not allowing the dark side to control them. What happens when you allow the dark side to control you? You start acting like the dark side. You start acting dark and evil. And at one point, you're not going to care about anybody else but yourself. So again, when is this going to end? When somebody like me comes along and slaps a reality check into your face, so that way you would know what is going on is not real and it's not right. The dark side will make things seem like it's reality, but it really is not. It's all in your head. Because the reality of it, of half the shit of dark stuff you're doing, is going to get you into trouble. But you don't realize that because you don't see it. The dark side keeps blinders on you. And if that happens, you need to either snap out of it, or somebody that recognizes what's going on with you They need to snap you out of it. You need to get the professional help that you need. Demonic entities are roaming amongst us on earth to destroy lives, to manipulate and lie. That's all they do is lie, 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 lie. Empty fucking promises. Even to those Satan worshipers, all they do is give them empty promises. Because at the end, they're going to collect that person's soul and they don't give a shit what empty promise they make. As long as they keep that person happy at that moment, that's all that matters, to do their dirty work for them. Again, stop being sheep. Wake the fuck up and realize what the dark side is doing. There's a reason why I don't trust politicians. There's a reason why. Because most of them sell their souls for their political gains, personal gains, money, to win at votes. Pathetic, isn't it? I can't think of one politician that's been true this whole time. So it's really hard to decide who's telling you the truth and who's not. But always go with your instinct. If something tells you that this person is off, they're not in the right, then you should go with your instinct, because most of the time, they're correct. You can't trust everybody, unfortunately, anymore. This has become a very sad world for everybody. And we are all trying to make the best of it. But in order to do that, everybody has to come together. We can't individually do this on our own. Everybody has to come together and go against the dark side. No matter what the consequences are here on earth, we will get rewarded on the other side. Trust me. As long as you don't side with Satan, the fucking devil, Lucifer, piece of shit himself. As long as you don't side with him, you will 100%, 100 fucking percent be saved on the other side by sticking up for your rights, your freedom, your constitutional rights, your amendments, your health, your soul, and all your loved ones around you, including your kids. You need to stick up for what's right. You can't go left if you know going right is the right path. So listen to your instinct. If something is bugging you about a certain situation or a certain somebody, you need to pay attention to your instinct. And if it's telling you not to do it, then don't do it. The dark side has a lot of impact on a lot of people, unfortunately. Unfortunately, making promises. If you do this, I will give you this. If you do that, I will give you that. I promise the world to you. No, fuck that. They don't. They'll give you a little bit of a taste of money or a little bit of a taste of happiness temporarily, and then they will rip it away from you. And they will make your life a living fucking hell. Do not trust the dark side. Do not trust the demonic entities that come to you for a deal on behalf of the devil himself. Because the devil himself doesn't have the balls to do it himself. So he sends his little fucking minions to do it for you. Enough is enough with the dark side. I am sick of it. I am fucking done with it. I've been done with it for many fucking years. I have to deal with it every single time when I take a case on. But you know what? It makes me feel good when I take a case on, because I destroy that part of the dark side every single time I take a case on. I break black magic spells and I get a kick out of it. I get rid of a fucking demonic entity and I fucking celebrate. You know why? Because the more I take down the dark side, the less they'll be able to affect people. Contact me if you have any dark black magic spells on you, if you feel like you do have any spells on you, or if you might have a demonic attachment, if you feel that there's something around you that's lurking at you, that, you know, you have eyes on you, if you're having sleep paralysis, anything that has to do with the dark side, contact me, MonicaSpiritQueen.com, MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Exactly how I say it is how it's spelled, MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Be sure to leave your phone number so I can contact you directly. For long distance, I don't use WhatsApp, I use Skype, so please don't continuously email me, because I know I've said this many times in my videos on my channel on YouTube as well, Monica Spirit Queen. Go ahead and watch my videos on there too, which would explain a little bit more details about the dark side. But like I said, if you need help, contact me. I'd be happy to look into your case. If you do have a case, I'll take you on. I will do a reading at first to find out what's going on with you, and then we'll take the next step to fix it. But do not fall for evil people, because those evil people, most likely, the reason why they are evil is because they are being influenced by the dark side. So do not, whatever you want to call it, do not fall for the dark side. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care.